It's Fox Top 5, the podcast where the hosts always agree to disagree. This week, Fox News Headlines 24/7 reporter Carly Shimkus.
I never thought I could get sick of pasta and wine, but after the vacation, I was.
And host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus.
Yeah, I thought he was going to assassinate me. I was like, hey, man, I know I'm in trouble at work, but this is ridiculous.
Come together to share their top five favorite vacation spots. Here are this week's hosts, Carly and Tyrus.
Welcome to Fox Top 5. I'm Carly Shimkus, Fox News Headlines 24/7 reporter, and today I'm joined by Tyrus, host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation and host of the Tyrus and Timph podcast. Hey, Tyrus.
Hey, how are you?
Great. Good chatting with you.
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
Okay, so every week on this podcast, Fox hosts, reporters, and personalities get together and share their top five of any given topic. And as we move further into summer and enjoy the nice weather and time with family, vacations are, of course, on the mind. Now, while this summer vacations might look a little different, we are reminiscing and looking back at our top five favorite vacation spots. Tyrus, you seem like a fun person to go on vacation with.
I can be, but I can also be a pain because usually when I have to travel on a plane, I'm miserable. So usually the places that I like to go, I'm usually uncomfortable and miserable until I get there.
So you like? Do you like to drive to places over flying?
Driving with kids? No, I do not. I will take the plane. They will become the flight attendant's problem, and I always go to sleep when I fly. Whenever I fly, I fall asleep within seconds of getting ready to take off. My body shuts down. It's the only way I can fly. And
yeah.
So then I don't have to deal with anyone. If I'm driving, I have to do all the driving. I have to listen to all the backseat drivers. And then you got to deal with like kids arguing and fighting. And she touched me and he pushed me and he took my thing. And can I have your phone? So
I hear you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number five.
Well, the travel isn't great, but the destination is what matters. So, Tyrus, what is your fifth favorite vacation spot?
Okay, my fifth favorite vacation spot isn't anywhere. Well, you know what? California is somewhat tropical. The Beverly Hills Hotel, the Cabanas. I'm from California, but I live in Louisiana now. And, of course, I work in New York when we're able to. So whenever I go back, I usually stay with the wife at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and I get a cabana, and that's when me and all my friends see each other, and it's like a little mini getaway. And then I get to go down to Venice Beach and lift with my friends from back in the day. But my Beverly Hills Hotel, the Cabana Palearia, is my number five.
That sounds like a dream. So my fifth favorite vacation spot, and it's funny that you say it's because of where you grew up. My fifth favorite is the Jersey Shore. Because I grew up in New Jersey. I grew up going to the Jersey Shore. It reminds me of my family and fun times. And, you know, the show gave it a bad reputation. But it really is a great family spot. So my fifth favorite is the Jersey Shore Seaside Park. It's a blast. I love it.
Number four.
So what about your fourth favorite vacation spot?
Okay, number four is St. Lucia, the island of St. Lucia. It's a really long plane ride, but we were supposed to stay. They have a hotel on a mountain. So you fly into St. Lucia, and then you get on a helicopter, and it flies you up, and you stay on this mountain. In your hotel room, basically, you walk out of your room, and you have like a little pool, and you're off the edge of a mountain. This sounded great theory, but when my other half thought of the idea of being in a helicopter with me and her and our luggage, had a quick about face, and we found a resort not in the mountains. Still had a great time. Literally was like, I'm
gorgeous.
Not getting on that with you. But
nope.
It was beautiful, and the water was great. So
I am not one for small helicopters either. They terrify me. But interestingly, my fourth favorite is Puerto Rico. Kind of a similar vibe. I'm half Puerto Rican. My mom's side of the family is from Puerto Rico, and I actually had never been growing up. So when I was dating my husband, the first vacation that we went on together was to Puerto Rico. He was really excited to take me there, obviously, because of the connection. And it was, we we landed and we knew it was a like a full hurricane. I mean, it was the whole entire time, minus maybe the last day or two. I didn't even see the beach. It was such bad weather. We stayed in our hotel room the whole entire time. And it was fun. All the TV stations were in Spanish. He was in ecstasy though, because the one English channel was the NFL Network. Out of all things.
Oh yeah, I would have been fine too.
He had a great time. It was a fun memory making experience. And then the last 2 days we got to do some of the touristy stuff.
The countdown continues after this.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number three.
So number four, Puerto Rico. Number three for you, what is it?
Okay, similar to kind of your situation, Turks and Caicos is an island. Me and wife, we usually go on like short 3 or 4 day vacations because of our work schedules. We can't do the 2 week thing, but we do try to get in a few vacations a year, right? So this is another situation where we get there. This time we did not stay in the resort. We did the house rental where you like rent a house on the beach. Mm-hmm. Down by the beach. I had this cool pool and stuff. But they had a storm and all the power was out. And what they didn't tell us was the side of the island where the house was at was like the least unpopulated, roads not finished. It was basically a ghost town. And when we went out into the water, I couldn't even find a fish anywhere. Like, everyone had left. And we spent, we went food shopping at like a local market because all the restaurants were kind of closed. And then we stayed in the house. And then literally the only thing we could watch, the only thing that would work was Amazon Prime. And to that point, I don't know if you watched a lot of Amazon Prime series and stuff.
You're all up.
Was it.
Yeah, you make a good point that vacations sometimes aren't about the spot. They're really about the people that you're taking them with. My third favorite vacation is definitely about the spot, though. It was my honeymoon, which we went to Italy. I mean, enough said. It's gorgeous. It was perfect.
No, you can't just shorten up the honeymoon that short. Details, details, details.
Okay. Well, we went to, where did we start? We started in Venice, which was my favorite of the three places. Then we went to Florence, and then we went to the Amalfi Coast. They're all gorgeous for different reasons. I never thought I could get sick of pasta and wine, but after the vacation, I was, which means that I had a great time. But yeah, so Italy has a special place in my heart, and I cannot wait to go back.
Yeah, I've wrestled in Italy. It's a beautiful place.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Number two.
Okay, number two for you.
Okay, number two for me is, this is a place that I went to often when I was a kid. And then as a young man, I went back. And sometimes when you go back to a place you went to as a kid, it's not the same. This place remained the same, and it was great. It's the Kern River in California. It's a place where you go fly fishing for trout, and this great town called Johnny McNally's, who's named after a famous hunter or country western singer or something. But anyways, you're on the river all day, and you are in the woods. There's no cell phones don't work there. You are in the stuff. You'll see deer everywhere in the morning, raccoons trying to rob your stuff, an occasional black bear, and some of the greatest fishing. Like, have you ever seen the movie River Runs Through It? It's that kind of fishing. It's that kind of place. Like, it was great. And I loved running the rivers when I was a kid. And when I went back there, it was exactly how I remembered it. So if you're ever looking for the great outdoors and not afraid of a good hike or two, Kern River, California.
All right. I'm writing it down. I actually just wrote it down because I want to remember that. There are so many amazing places in this country to go to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
United States, you don't have to go out of state. You really don't.
Yeah, I totally agree. Which is why my second favorite vacation is a staycation. I love nothing more than being home. Taking a week off and doing absolutely, first of all, great money saver. Second of all, you get to do all the things that you say, I'll do that on the weekend, and then you're too tired to do it. And I'm talking clean the closets, you know, clean the things that
yard
you never
work.
But after, it's an amazing sense of accomplishment. And so that's kind of the thing that I like to do. So number two, staycation, and living in New York City, there are touristy things that I've never done because you don't do the things that
you
other
don't people have time when you're working.
Yeah. Like I went to the South Street Seaport for the first time last summer, and I've lived here for 10 years. It was great.
I get that a lot working in New York, and I stay in the hotel. They're like, so what'd you do in New York? Well, I walked from my hotel to the office. I filmed. I ate dinner in the office, and then I went back to my hotel and prepped for more work in the office. Like, they don't realize that, like, so have you been to? No. If it's not in my route to the office,
you're not doing it.
Then I'm not going to do it. And even if it is, I'm probably going to avoid it at all costs.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Number one. Number one.
All right, drum roll. All right.
Before you give it, maybe we could put a little in post-production vacation music in the background.
Okay,
like some like Hawaii things, even if it's not tropical. Okay, I hope it's happening right now. All right, now
it's
go.
It's happening right now. The Cayman Islands. Now, I go to the Cayman Islands a lot. And the reason why it became my favorite was 2016 election. I'm on the Greg Gutfeld show, and I can't remember. Something went down with Hillary Clinton and President Trump had a bad week. And on the show, I threw my hands up and said, I'm not voting. I'm out of this. You guys worry about it. Did not go over well with the bosses and the producers seeing how the following week was election week. And they
Did you actually leave? You left for real?
Well, I didn't plan on it. But what ended up happening was they said, you can't say on live TV you're not going to vote. Next week's the show, so you're going to stay home. And we'll have somebody else on who's actually going to vote. Yeah. So, but my wife came up with a brilliant idea since I could never travel on Fridays and Saturdays. She's like, we usually have to go on vacations like on like a Sunday through Wednesday. So we went to the Cayman Islands instead. So I actually watched the election from a sweet cabana in the Cayman Islands, sipping on a nice adult beverage. I think it was a pina colada.
Oh.
And as I'm walking past the bar, from out of the bushes comes Booyah. He killed Osama bin Laden, and he was vacationing with his family.
Rob O'Neill?
Yeah, and for a quick second, I thought
that's
he was going to assassinate me. Yeah, I thought he was going to assassinate me. I was like, hey, man, I know I'm in trouble at work, but this is ridiculous. And he was like, oh, no. I said, and you jumped out of the bushes. What's wrong with you? You can't do that. You can't do that to people. And so we had a good laugh, and he swore he was not sent to take me out for saying I wasn't going to vote.
That is a
on the show.
Yeah, me?
Literally, I'm in the Cayman Islands. Hey, it's Rob O'Neill. Oh, it's Rob O'Neill. Just hanging out in bushes, scaring people.
That is funny. So my number one, switch the tropical music to the Braveheart soundtrack.
Oh, nice.
I mean, the most magical country in the entire world. I went 2 years ago. I cannot say enough about it. It's the most rugged, beautiful terrain. It's jaw-dropping. I usually follow. So we drove throughout the entire country. We did like a full circle.
Great food there.
Yeah. I don't know if you're joking. I thought the food was great.
No, I loved it there. I wrestled in Scotland, and it was like 15,000 people, and they sing like soccer songs when they like you. It is really an amazing place. And I'm half Scottish, so it was really like a really cool thing. Like I was given a kilt and everything else, and it was an awesome experience. So yeah, that's a great number one.
So if for people who haven't gone, if they're thinking about splurging, going, you know, overseas, I say Scotland for sure. You can spend, you know, a week plus there and just soak up the history and culture.
And have a lamb chop. I strongly advise it. Mint jelly. A little mint jelly. The lamb chop and the fancy potatoes, and you will sleep well that night.
Done and done. This was fun. It put me in a good mood.
Yeah, I'm ready for a vacation now. Yeah. Or staycation.
Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening to our Fox Top 5. Please rate and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or over at foxnewspodcast.com. Let us know your top 5. And you've been listening to Fox Top 5 on foxnewspodcast.com.
Hi, this is Dave Anthony. Saturday marks 25 years since the Columbine School Massacre. We talked to a survivor, Craig Scott, who lost his sister but saved some classmates that day. We invite you to listen to the whole interview in our Rundown Extra, Saturday at foxnewspodcast.com.